Today's reflection is titled Reckless Love. The recent attack by Will Smith on Chris Rock revived in social media discussions on the relationship between Jada and Will. In the opinion of some, Will is fighting for a relationship that Jada does not seem interested in. This reminds me of the marriage between the prophet Hosea and his wife Gomer. Gomer was a prostitute when Hosea married her. And a few times in the course of their union, she went back to her harlotry. When that happened, God asked Hosea to go and search for her and bring her back home. Hosea chapter 3 verse 1. Will may appear to be fighting for his marriage. How hard are you fighting for yours if you are married? Do you see any good in it worth fighting for? Are you cherishing your spouse on a daily basis? The Lord asked Hosea to marry Gomer in order to depict how adulterous the Israelites were in their relationship with God. They had been told to worship no other god and not to bow down to images because God was a jealous God. Exodus chapter 20 verse 3. At that time, they paid little attention to this. As Christians, we also have been betrothed to Christ. He is our groom and the church is his bride. Ephesians chapter 5 verses 25 to 31. However, we also sometimes act as prostitutes towards God, each time we dabble in sin or treasure other things above him. Jonah chapter 2 verses 8 says, "Those who cling to foreign idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs." If you have not started a relationship with God, know that God beckons at you with his love. He is waiting to receive you with arms wide open. Don't keep him waiting for too long. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down. Fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. And I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Song by Corey Asbury. Our scripture for reflection today is Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3. The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, "Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you." This encouragement has been brought to you by Floodlights Daily. Do follow us on our social media handles at Floodlights Daily on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Pinterest, and on YouTube. If you would want to subscribe to this blog, kindly scroll to the bottom of the page and fill out the little form below. God richly bless you. Shalom.